I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back, not 2-3 weeks later, 1 week.
Ugh, man, it's kind of hard to do, huh?
Kim, we're back on track.
I know.
This feels good, right?
Finally.
Kim and I went to the dentist today and got some bad news about a couple of teeth.
Well, I didn't.
You didn't. Yours are perfect. Mine are usually okay. It's been a while since I've had any work other than a crown that fell off, but that's not related to this. There's finally a hunk of metal in my mouth from high school that I got to get rid of. Finally.
That sounds really odd.
I have carried this one thing in my mouth since I was a teen.
Let's call it a filling.
A filling.
I've had this hunk of metal in my mouth the whole time.
Yeah, like I've had it the whole time.
Braces for the last 30 years.
I never got braces because my parents didn't want to spend
either.
The money.
I didn't either.
Well, you didn't because you have perfect teeth. Your parents were also poor, but you had perfect teeth, so you didn't need to worry about it. Kim's got all her extras, though. She has extra.
They're always surprised when it's someone new.
Yeah.
And they see, whenever they see my wisdom teeth. All yeah. four are still there.
Yep. They'll go, whoa, we got extra chompers, they'll say. And then this one girl was there. She's like, oh, how long have you been seeing Dr. Matthews? I said, we've been here since 2004, and we really like it, and we'll always come here. And she goes, oh, that's so great. And I said, yep, my son was 4 years old when we first came, and now he's 21 going on 22. And she goes, oh, that's so great. And then some other conversation happened. And then she finally says, for some reason, she's 22, just turned 22. I'm like, you were 4 or 5 when I first came here. This is insane. Anyway, time. What is it? What even is it?
It's all there.
So I wanted to do a quick karma check. Okay. I want to bring this up for two reasons. One, it's a good story, and you all heard the first part of the story on this show. Now you're going to hear the follow up to it.
Oh,
it's your UPS business, but we'll get to that in a second. That story, your original story, got me to thinking about creating a channel on my Discord server.
Mm-hmm.
Frogpants Discord has all kinds of stuff for all the shows and just regular chit chat, whatever. You know, it's all over the place. So I created a group called the Frog Pants Do-Gooders, or it's just Do-Gooders in there. And the idea is people are encouraged to join that thing. There's no, it doesn't cost anything or take any special anything to get in. You just get in. If you go to the website and go to the contact page, it gives you the Discord server. So it's not like you have to do anything special. You hop into Discord, you join that channel, and the entire purpose of that channel is to help people help other people. Does that make sense?
I like that.
We're going to try to figure out a real low key. It's not like some crazy thing where we're going to do daily affirmations or any of this bull crap.
I think I get what you're saying, which is hopefully it gives people an idea of what to do if they're looking for a way to pay it forward or make someone else's day.
Yeah.
I like this.
The hard part is most people don't like talking about something they did.
I agree with that.
But we've made this place, we want it to be a place where people feel comfortable in doing that, because we're not, no one's keeping score. It's not like that.
It's
just want to hear.
It's not bragging rights. It's just, hey, this is what I did and this is what made me feel good.
Yeah, this is what happened. So maybe you could try it too. Or I have this thing and I really want to help, but I don't know what to do. Has anyone else been in this situation? Mm-hmm. And then other people have ideas. And then you report back and say, yeah, it went great. And it can be tiny stuff, big stuff. In fact, here's what I wrote. Okay. To perform acts of kindness is the whole point of this. Wherever we can and when we can, at home, in our communities, and online. Think of this as a place, as a bit of a support group. Instead of a weight loss or book club or the like, this group is sharing acts of charity, helping with ideas to that end and encouraging each other to do good. If you skip down to, and this is all up on the Discord, you can read it, but if you skip down a bit, I say cooking dinner for a sick neighbor, it counts. Left a positive note at a table at a very busy restaurant and server, it counts. Putting in an elderly lady's garbage cans back after trash day, it counts. Small things, large things, and everything in between, it all counts. So the idea is no pressure, no hype. Once a week, everyone's encouraged to say, yeah, I did this little thing. What is it? Oh, cool, neat. And we'll have a little conversation about it. But if people can't and don't and there's no time, fine, totally fine. And if you were the recipient of something nice, then bring it up in there and you can tell people what happened. And we've already had a few of those.
That's a great idea.
So it's out there and up there. And if you want to go check it out, I recommend it.
If you just need somewhere to see that good things are happening, that's where to go.
Which is why I started. I'm sick of the world. The world's so damn negative.
Yeah,
I've had it.
It's hard.
And all we can do is what we can do. So here's a thing we can do.
Perfect. Right. I like it. I like it a lot.
Okay, that leads us to the story. So Kim told you the story last week about going to the UPS store. Guy's having a seizure or starting to.
Fills that aura that feels like one coming.
Yeah, and there's a guy in there who only speaks Spanish, who cannot communicate what he needs. There's a line building up. The other lady's in a huge hurry. So Kim does what Kim does and, you know, does everything she can to help this guy. And she helped translate for the guy who couldn't understand. Well, and all that.
I tried.
You tried.
And then someone came in that did speak Spanish, and I was very, very grateful for that.
Yeah. But they were, you know, you did what a good person should do in that situation. Now, here's a little karma for you. I'm not a big, you know, karma believer.
Things don't always come back to you. Sometimes
not
you
always.
Just do nice things, and that's
sometimes
a really
it just works
great
out.
Thing to do.
But tell us what happened last time you went to the
UPS
store.
So I went in this
store.
Week. Yeah. I had to go return something for Carter, actually.
Yeah.
And it was really funny because he sees me. He's like, you're the one that was in here. I didn't know my name or anything. And it's like, you're the one that was in here. And I said, yeah, how are you doing? Are you feeling better? And he's like, it was a bad day and I feel much better now, but thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I get my thing done. It's like, you know, $12 is shipped.
And you know his name now, right?
His name's Ryan.
Ryan.
And he said, yeah. I could say his name. I asked him.
Yeah.
I was like, we talked about that whole thing on our podcast. And he's like, cool. Yeah.
Cool. I'm glad to hear my stories out there. But we can call him Ryan. It's okay.
We can call him Ryan. And anyway, I get done and we're just chatting, just, you know, Easter's coming up this week. We're just all small talk. And I get done and he's like, okay, you're good. And I was like, I haven't paid. And he's like, no, I took care of it. You helped me more than you'll ever know. And I'm just like, aww. No, that's too nice. You don't have to pay for my shipping. That was like so nice. He's like, you're awesome. Thank you.
You have to let people do that stuff sometimes, right?
Well, and then that way he has a story, whether or not he tells anyone, that he did something great. And I feel like that's what it did.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really nice.
That's
it was a nice little circle of life.
And Carter was given my karma and it was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I was returning it for her.
Was it Carter? So Carter is somehow involved in the karma, but not directly, but still involved.
Yes.
Good thing she had to return that ugly iPad case that she bought from Etsy.
It wasn't from Etsy.
It was ugly. Wasn't it an Etsy person?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not sure.
She has a habit. Okay. So she's a big iPad Pro user for all her art and stuff.
So she's always looking for good
cases.
Things to put it in her backpack so it doesn't get scratched.
Yeah, she goes up to the university and stuff. She wants to be able to have all this stuff with her. So it all makes sense. But the first one she bought looked like strawberry shortcake wrapping paper, like for Halloween.
That's the one she likes.
She does like that one. The second one she got,
because she thought, okay, I'm going to see if I can find one a little more supportive. Like it just is harder and has.
And in my opinion, look for something a little less like wrapping paper. But anyway. So she gets this other one, and it's supposed to be exactly the right size. It's way too big.
It's not the right size.
It's so like 2-3 inches wrong both directions.
It was green, her favorite color. So she's
I'm glad.
I'm just gonna get it.
Because look what happened. You got to meet Ryan again. It was very nice. Like, it's a small gesture, but it's a really cool thing. So if you want to do those sorts of things in your own life and have a group of people that you're not there to brag. It's not the point.
No, 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 no.
The point there is to say, I did this thing.
It's
I highly
not
recommend
that I want
it.
People to know about it. I want people to know the good things are happening still. Yeah. You read the news. Oh my gosh. It's such a downer and there's nothing good. There's a few, the Tank's good news that the kids, you know, yeah.
The problem with that Tank Sinatra guy though, he puts those up. He has his Tank's good news, mm-hmm. but he has like 30 other social media apps or not apps, profiles that all they do is just shovel out all kinds of other stuff, including some stuff that's like kind of gnarly. So it drives me a little nuts. It's like,
he's trying to put something out there fine. That makes people go, okay, I have something I can read that I feel good about.
I'll take it wherever I can get it.
Things are happening. That's kind of what we're trying to create is just a place to either share or just read about good things happening.
Yeah. If you never post in there, that's fine too.
Totally.
We don't have rules. Okay. Where we're going, we don't need roads. All right. So there's that. That's a thing. So go do that. What else was I going to say?
What?
So my dental stuff today.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, we didn't ever finish your story.
Well, I'm the crappy boss in the business I run, and I don't have a very good dental plan. So when we got done, and it's still, we save some money because we do have a dental plan, but it's just kind of a light one. You know,
it's through the dentist.
It's for cleanings yeah. and for regular, and we're all taking care of our teeth. So it's not like we're, you know, playing with the devil, but I've got 30-year-old metal in my mouth that mm-hmm. needs to come out, and it's very expensive.
Dentist work it usually is.
Yeah. So here's the question for you. We go in there. They've got a very fancy new place. Mm-hmm. They've upgraded after 20 years at the same location. This practice moved to this big new lease. Beautiful building, brand new, still people working on it, offices that aren't done yet, that sort of thing.
My chair that I laid in to get my teeth clean had mm-hmm. a massage. It was a massage chair.
massage chair for a dental chair.
It was fantastic.
Well, I guess it's a dental chair with a massage thing.
Yes.
And it chilled you out.
It did help chill me out. Oh, not that I stress out too much about the dentist, but some people really have a hard time.
When I'm going in for this stuff, I am totally asking for that room. Because they didn't have it in the room I was in.
She said she's going to put that in your chart. Make sure you give
please
her
do.
Room 3.
But it just hit me on as I walked in there. I'm like, man, my bill is going to be very expensive after this work. But also, they got to pay for this place somehow. So I'm trying not to get too wrapped up in that.
You're also paying for the work to be done in your mouth. You're not just like, okay, well, here's your magic fix. Just pay for our office.
You could,
you'll be fine.
You could say primarily I'm paying for what's happening in my mouth. Right?
Yes.
Yes. That sounded wrong. Let's move on. So there's that. What else? Oh, it's snowing and lame here.
Well, yeah.
It seems to be maybe going away now, but we ended up with like 3 or 4 days of like crazy blizzard style snowstorm. The kind of
and
thing
then
we
it was
expect
gray
in
when
November.
It wasn't snowing.
Yeah. And it's April.
So ugly outside.
mid April, and we're having like full on winter. It's good for the watershed because we need it, but not great for my attitude about winter being over, but it's fine
but
now.
But you did get out and you went on a walk this morning before the dentist. So we took the dog out. And
took her out, had her poop a couple times, pretend she buries it.
She's like a cat. She really
is. Like a cat. Oh, here's the other thing. If anybody out there has either a Italian Greyhound, a Mini Pin, or a combo of the two, which
she
is what
is.
She is.
Min Pin,
Min Pin. Yeah, what I say? Mini Pin? Mm-hmm. That is not the way people say it. Well, no, it's Mini Pincher, so it could be Mini Pin.
It's Min Pin.
Come on, I want to say Mini Pin.
No, you don't.
Well, anyway, the dog, Rainer, Jim Rainer, the female dog, who I've had since 2015. She was a puppy then, so probably she's
7 years old.
7 years old? Mm-hmm. She's starting to get this weird gimpy.
She's starting to show her age.
Her get a little gimpy limp, and she's very athletic, this dog, very athletic.
If every year is 7 years to them, she and I are the same age. And I have a lot of aches and pains.
I do too.
She's 49.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, come on.
She's your age in dog years?
Yep.
What the frick? Well, I'm just a little worried about her. I'm not that we have to do anything.
She has some aches and pains, but we think it might be arthritis.
A little bit of arthritis, maybe. A little arthritic.
She's just constantly, either that or she lays on it funny and she's constantly having her leg fall asleep.
She acts like it's asleep, yeah. Now, when she gets enough energy and she's on a run, she's good.
She's good to go.
She's
no
loose
problem.
And ready to roll. But it's any time where she is sat for any period of time, and then she's kind of frozen up a little bit.
Needs more walks.
Yeah.
So do you.
Yeah. I'm a little frozen up right now. Anyway, so that's all fun. We're having a great time there. Hey, Kim, how about some emails?
Sure. Let's do it.
We got one for you and I from Bruce, who says, hello, Skim and Cot. Just move the S around, I guess. He says, listening to the, oh, this, by the way, emails come to us at skimshow@gmail.com. You're encouraged to send them. We'd love to hear them. Says, listening to the latest episode and your discussion about Midsummer Murders.
Ooh. I really, really like that show.
The number of murders in Midsummer is a common meme here in the UK. There are a lot of other shows that are similar for when Kim eventually finishes all these episodes.
I've been looking at those.
I'm sure you have.
They all pop up at the bottom and I think, oh, that's next.
Ironically, we're watching this. We have all the streaming things, but we're watching this on IMDb TV or IMDb. Yeah, TV.
It's on Prime.
Well,
that's where I found it.
But you're watching the Prime owns IMDb.
Right.
So you're watching the commercial version, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they have it on regular Prime. It's kind of annoying.
It's a very short commercial. It's not that
big. It's like one ad, but it's weird because it'll be like, oh, the murders, the murders.
All the,
and then, how is your insurance paying you back after 15 years of this? It's like, oh my gosh.
Carter's like, sat there the other day and she's like, oh my gosh, is it getting louder?
Yeah, is it getting louder? She was like worried about the commercials going to come get her. Anyway. Says there are a lot of other shows like this. And he says, here's some recommendations. Jonathan Creek. Okay, that's one. Rosemary and Thyme, but spelled like the...
T-H-Y-M-E.
Yeah, like Rosemary. Well, I like it. You'd always say it that way, I guess. A Touch of Frost.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the ones that have shown up.
Perrault, of course, is that French Poirot. Detective guy.
Poirot.
I hate his name. And more recently, something called Endeavor.
I saw that one on there. Is that one good, I wonder?
I don't know. He's recommending
He's recommending it. Okay.
Well, says, there are also some great 80s shows, including Lovejoy, which is with a very young Ian McShane playing a cheeky antiques dealer, and good old-fashioned comedy with Jeeves and Wooster, which is Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry. I've seen all of those. Those are great.
Okay.
Anyway, I also heard, oh, he says, so many more great British TV shows that I'm sure I'm missing, says Bruce. Well, Bruce, thanks for the recommendations. I was going to tell you, It was,
I don't know.
Brian recommended this the other day, and I just wanted to make sure to tell you so I don't forget. There's a show on Hulu. It's part of the Fox, I guess it's Fox produced, but it's on Hulu. And it's called, I saved it somewhere.
Yeah, you'll
here
find
it is.
It and
here
tell
it
me.
Is. I found it. It is. I have this list now of stuff to watch.
Ooh, I like this. This is what I need to do on my.
His comparison was like, you know how we love Superstore? We love Superstore. Mm-hmm. And it's over now. Mm-hmm. Loved it while it was on. He says, if you're looking for something that has that vibe, that kind of comedy, little
Chuck,
Parks and Rec,
Chuck had
little
that
obvious.
One. Yeah.
Office. Abbott Elementary. It's
Abbott
called.
Abbott Elementary.
It's a bunch of teachers in an inner city Philadelphia school.
Oh, this sounds fun.
And he loved it.
Okay.
It sounds just like our jam. So we got to watch Abbott Elementary. Thanks, Bruce. We got one here from Molly in Washington who says, hey, Kim, I've been watching Midsummer Murders also.
Of course.
Having done with season 9, if you haven't watched it, I would recommend Inspector Lewis. It's in the same vein. Certainly not as many seasons, but still is enjoyable. There's also Inspector Morse, which is one of the same main characters as Inspector Lewis. However, I haven't watched that. Love the show, Molly. Some more recommendations for
more
Kim.
More recommendations with spinoffs.
British
like
drama
that.
Death shows. In the throes of the death shows. Can't talk. I'm still watching C, but I'm taking my time because...
You don't ever want it to be over.
I love it. I don't know why anyone reviewed it bad. They don't know what they're talking about.
Okay. I still haven't seen
it. It's made for me. That's why it's so good. And I did finish Severance. You got to watch Severance. That's an amazing thing.
Okay.
And it's short. You'll rip right through it. Oh, it's so good. Gosh, dang it. Severance was good. That's my favorite thing this year. That's new. Anyway, moving on. Scott and Kim says Brie in Chile. Ooh.
Oh, you know there's good food down there.
Or chile, as my dad used to say.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he'd say
really?
Chile. Yeah, because he was bad at that. Hi, Scott and Kim. This is Brie in Chile, and I am way too familiar with the situation Kim described in the last episode, both as the customer and the employee. He's talking about the UPS store.
Oh, okay.
When I lived in the U.S., I had a job where I was responsible for coordinating free art and dance classes in a neighborhood that had big Spanish-speaking populations. I never had a panic attack over it, but I felt like garbage every time a parent called and I couldn't answer their question. When we moved to Chile, my Spanish was beyond basic and I felt like I was going to throw up every time somebody spoke to me for nearly 2 years. Now I'm bilingual-ish, and I have nearly 7 years of teaching experience in English as a foreign language. Long story short, I thought I could share some advice about communicating across the language barriers. That's good.
Okay.
Number one.
I like that she says I'm bilingual-ish.
Yeah, bilingual-ish is pretty good. Sounds like a TV, like a comedy. Number one, don't be afraid to rely on applications like Google Translate. It has lots of fun tools, but let's see. But like how Brian uses the camera to translate the text on the Japanese snack food, we do that on TMS. It's always wrong, though. anyway, the app used to have a bad reputation, but it's actually pretty good for English and Spanish translation now. Kim also mentioned that Venezuelan customers tried to use it and was surprised that it wasn't enough to resolve the situation. Number two, Spanish and English have a ton of shared vocabulary thanks to Latin. We're all kind of, you know, from the same source. Even if someone doesn't speak a word of English, they can often recognize individual words. For that reason, it's also worthwhile to speak slowly, focusing on isolating the words and using short phrases. It says here's a list of 50 common verbs that are similar, and then it's at the link. Number three, you ready? Communication is so important, so much more than just spoken language. When I speak in English to my students, I reinforce my meaning with gestures and facial expressions. I do the same in Spanish when I don't have the vocabulary for a particular situation. I'm not too shy to point or act things out. I've even drawn pictures when necessary.
Very good.
So I be ready this. To do that and get a little doodle while you're at the UPS store. Says, my experience has taught me the communication between monolingual English and Spanish speakers is totally doable, and patience and creativity are just required. Clearly Kim has a lot of both, but too many people will hear a word of Spanish and give up, leaving the other person feeling miserable and abandoned. Having gone through that myself, I can tell you that there is a special place in my heart for every single person who took time to communicate with me when I was a messy immigrant with weak language skills.
That's awesome.
I strongly encourage everyone to cross the language barrier when you see someone in need. It's a rough situation to be in, but you could be the next UPS store hero. Love, Bree and Chili. It's nice.
Thank you, Bree. That's adorable.
Isn't
I love
that
it.
Nick's girlfriend's Bree.
B.
She goes by well, B, but it's Brianna.
It's Brinley.
I thought it was Brianna. No. Brinley? Oh, B's
That's
better.
Why she goes by B.
She should go by B.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's made the right choice. Brinley. Who names a kid Brinley?
Oh, stop
right,
it.
Moving on. It just seems like
that
such a like.
So rude all of a sudden.
I say this, but we.
Who
did,
names a kid?
We did name Taylor, and it was kind of the hip name at the time.
It was definitely one of the first times using it for a girl.
Yeah. Now it's all over the
really
place.
It was really big that year. Yeah. I remember that.
There were a lot of K names like Kinsey.
Kylie.
Kaylee.
Yeah, there were a lot of her friends that sounded very similar.
Those are all, if they weren't proper nouns.
You're going to be rude. No. You can't do that.
No. If they weren't proper nouns, they'd be worth a lot of points on Scrabble boards. That's all I'm saying. Here's Audie Norman, good friend of the program, nice guy, artist, family guy. I love him. He's great. He says, hey, Scott and Kim, this is more for Kim since I go back and forth with Scott pretty often. That's true. We talk a lot. Kim, I cooked your famous jambalaya recipe tonight for dinner. I managed not to mess it up and it was awesome. My wife loved it as well, including taking leftovers for lunch to her work tomorrow. Our three boys, they are 8, 8, and 5, were sticks in the mud and didn't want to try it.
It's a little daunting when it's that many vegetables for an eight-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Eight-year-olds are picky, too. So I'm not this surprised. He says, oh, well, more for us adults. Anyway, I just want to let you both know how much we enjoy the show. Won't be able to make it to Vegas this year. Timing and finances aren't right this time around, but maybe next time. Hope you're having a great day. And hi to Carter if she's there. You're awesome, too. Audie. Audie's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's great to hear you made it and liked it. Someone else wrote and says, we tried it and I think they messed it up because something was really bad or burnt, or I think they just goofed. Because I can guarantee if you do it right,
Scott's thinking about it now.
Oh. I'd love some. Even though today, after the dentist,
last week,
after the dentist, Kim and I went to J-Dogs here. Mm-hmm. If you're ever in Utah and you're in, there's one downtown. There's one where we were today.
In Lehi.
And then where's the other one? Provo? Or something.
Something like that.
There aren't that many, but these J-Dogs places are these gourmet beef and Polish hot dogs.
They make their own sauce.
Oh, my gosh,
sauerkraut,
dude.
Sauerkraut.
I could eat 15 of them.
Celery salt.
Not kidding. 15. Just I don't sound that
you
well.
Would not do well.
It sounds so good, though. Like right now, I'd eat another one.
Two, I can understand. 15, no.
Maybe not 15?
No.
All right. Hey, if you want to be like Audie and Molly and Bree and Bruce, all these people. Did I miss anybody? Nope. If you want to be like them, send us emails. That email address is skimshow@gmail.com. All right. We have a little foodie segment that we like to do. We should probably have a clip for that or something. I'm going to reuse one from TMS. Hold on. How about this?
Take this. It's for you. It's food.
There. See, that's fun. I'll find us our own, though. Okay. That's a borrowed one. Tell me what you did with that rice and chicken, because I'm not supposed to eat that much rice. I had a real hard time stopping.
I bet.
That was fantastic.
It was just a chicken quarter on top of rice with chicken broth. But I cooked it in the oven with a lid on. So I took raw rice and just let it. You know, it was just chicken and rice.
It was so
in the
good.
Oven.
Oh, it wasn't even cooked rice. I mean, it was cooked in the process.
In the end, yes.
But it wasn't pre-cooked.
No, you just put it in there with the broth and some, what else did I put in there? A little onion salt and some.
Yeah.
Some African seasoning I found at Trader Joe's.
Do you ever? Oh, Trader Joe's. They always make good things. Mm-hmm. Did you, what was I going to say?
Did you like the beans I made last week?
Oh, the beans are very good. They were weird, a little weird in terms of size, because they got real big.
Well, they're large lima beans. They were big.
But they like tripled in size in that cooking process. They're supposed to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But as far as how they tasted, I felt like I could almost mush it up and make it into like a...
You could have made a hummus out of that.
Like a hummus, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because hummus is just chickpea, mm-hmm. which is another kind of bean.
You can make hummus out of other beans.
Okay, we should try that sometime because the flavor is killer.
So I made
killer.
Lima beans in the oven also, where you just put in whole cloves of garlic, two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a pound or a pound and a half of lima beans that I had soaked just for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And I chopped up onions and put in there and just let it cook for like 2.5 hours in the oven.
And
totally
it had
good.
It was, what else? There was something. Oh, you already said the meat was chicken. No, what was it? Was there any meat?
Not in the beans.
No, because Carter had some.
Right.
Because she's a vegetarian.
Ew, stop.
I don't know why I said that.
You shouldn't have.
I have regrets. what was I going to say? I forgot
they
what I was going to say.
Turned out good, though. They just kind of really cooked well in the oven.
Yeah, they were. They're, oh, I know what I was going to say. Lima beans are also nice because they're filling. They're good. You know, they're good. They're a good bean, a hearty bean. But nobody gets the from it. There's no going on. That's good. Because too many beans put me in a place, man.
I think that has a lot to do with the kinds of beans. Cannellini beans, you don't seem to have trouble with.
What are those again?
They're the little Japanese small white. Ones? No, those are the adzuki beans.
Oh, adzuki beans
they're
are
small
also good.
Red beans.
Yeah, those were good. It's just like the big, you know, like the Franks and beans, American, like
they're
nasty, like the cowboys.
Pinto.
Are, yeah, that's, mm-hmm. those will fart you all night. Don't eat those.
And red beans do that usually, but not the adzuki.
Yeah, yeah. So
I like trying new beans, though. I found some that look called orca beans.
Yeah, orca beans.
They literally were black and white and kind of half and half and look like orcas.
What was the noodle bean thing that you made pasta out of? They were like bean-based pasta instead of regular pasta.
Oh, those are chickpea pasta.
Those were great.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people might go, well, they get a little mushy or something, but I didn't care.
You have to cook them a little bit less than you think you will.
Mm.
Basically, al dente is the way to go.
It's good, though. I liked it. I think I like it more than
the
equivalent.
Well, you personally are not supposed to have as many pasta and
supposed to cut down with that stuff,
carby dishes. And so we tried the chickpea pasta, and it was great.
So trying to get away from simple processed carbs, and that one is definitely a nice replacement. And that also does not make me all...
And we've done that with white sauce and with spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
And it worked out really well.
If any of this sounds good to you, give it a try and tell us what you thought of it.
Tell us what you think.
Skimshow@gmail.com. All right. Hey, did you know that if you like this show, then you can throw a little cash our way? Don't have to be much, like $1 out of your month, maybe even, which you can do easily over at patreon.com/frogpants. Yeah, that's right. That's where all the extra stuff falls, you know? The things that aren't in one of these main pillars of Frog Pants that we just kind of like to make and we know people like, and art and other things. So go check it out, patreon.com/frogpants. And that's another way to support Skim if you like it. Frogpants.com/skim for everything else. Kim, anything else you want to talk about? Did we not
this weekend is Easter.
Oh, yeah. Happy Easter, everybody. However you celebrate Easter.
However you celebrate it.
Maybe it's just the stinky eggs that got lost in the house and then you find it 6 months later. Maybe that's all you do. Maybe it's chocolate bunnies.
We're making shakshuka for breakfast.
Yeah, shakshuka.
With our eggs.
Hold on. Remind me. Shakshuka.
Shakshuka is a...
Shakshuka.
Shuk. A. S-H-A-K. Shakshuka.
Shakshuka. Who, where is this hail from? What's the...
somewhere in the Middle East.
Country of origin. Okay.
But it's anyway. A tomato and pepper based and onions.
That sounds good.
Base. And then you cook your eggs in it.
Like a
skillet.
Sign me up.
Sign you up. I know.
Easter morning? Is that
Easter
the plan?
Easter morning. Okay. Brunch.
We're having brunch with our kids.
We'll have a little Easter egg hunt for Van.
Van will have a little Easter egg hunt, right? I want to get him somewhere where we can get some pictures near a river so I can say it's a van down by the river. I really want to do that. The fact that I haven't done that yet is a poor...
I can't believe you haven't done that yet. I haven't even thought about that.
It reflects so poorly on me. And also, he's a white van without any distinguishing markings. You know, like there's so many options.
Windowless van.
Yeah, he's a windowless van. Anyway, if we do his hair up, we can call
down
it a custom
by
van.
The river.
Yeah.
Yes.
All that stuff.
He has a custom van.
Anyway, so we'll have more to say next week, and our goal is to really stick the weekly here moving forward on the show. So. We'd love to have more of your feedback. That'll help fuel that for real.
We'll do
your
our
emails.
Best.
Yeah, your emails really help. So send those as soon as you can to skimshow@gmail.com.
You're awesome.
All right, that's it. Some of you, well, we'll have one more show before Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Some of
Just
you will see
more.
There. And we look forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Right? Oh. Some of it's gonna be great.
What?
I don't love long driving, and even though you're driving most of it, Kim doesn't like how I drive.
You can't, I drive all of it.
You can't. I don't like how tired I get when I drive.
No, you get tired within 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's bad.
And
it's not narcolepsy, but it's damn close. I swear.
I like to drive,
and Kim likes to drive. So I will turn the music up. I will read my comic books, and I will fly our way down the beautiful, deserty drive that is this to Vegas mm-hmm. in a mere week and a half, 2 weeks.
It is a beautiful drive.
Yeah. So that's all coming up. All right. That'll do it for us. Thank you all for listening. And we'll see you next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.